This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Cliff May, the founder and president of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, writing news from Gaza for the Washington Times. Significantly, this is a moving story. Right now, the center is the return of the hostages, living and dead. The living are returned, we're told. The dead, not so much. The number right now looks to be, from Jerusalem's reporting, 19 not returned. Hamas claiming it doesn't have any more. Cliff, a very good evening to you. Gaza has been a battlefield for millennium. Alexander the Great, for heaven's sake, put Gaza under a siege on his way to conquer Egypt. This is a battlefield with ghosts in all directions. 19 of the Israelis are not returned. They are ghosts that Israel demands have returned. Your expectation, is this the inability of Hamas to command its own forces? Is this the incompetence of Hamas? Is this purposeful? What is your suspicion? Good evening, Cliff.
Good evening to you. I just also will mention, I believe there are two Americans among the bodies that have not been returned. Talking to Israelis about this, they don't believe it's simple incompetence because Hamas has known all along that these are their bargaining chips, the hostages, alive or dead. Hamas, they understand Israelis. Plenty of these Hamas people have been studying Israelis. They know, and they use the vulnerability of the fact that the Israelis put so much value on their people alive and even on their people dead. So you would think they would have held them. Now it's possible that some bodies got caught under rubble. It's possible that Palestinian Islamic Jihad had a hostage and the terrorists killed him. And I don't know, did they not know where they are? Did the Palestinian Islamic Jihad terrorists get killed and they lost communication? It's sort of possible, but there's a real suspicion that Hamas wants to keep this in phase one of the 20-point plan, because phase two includes such things as Hamas giving up weapons and giving up, relinquishing political control. And what Hamas is doing is just the opposite. They're out on the streets, some of them up from the tunnels, some of them in uniforms. And they are, I would say, finding and in many cases summarily executing in the streets with audiences on cell phones those they consider opponents, those they consider rivals, those they consider dissidents, trying to make clear, we're still in power here. Don't you think anything has changed or will change?
The protests continue for the Israeli successes and setbacks in Gaza. The protests are directed against Jerusalem. I find this one especially rich given the history of this part of the world. 5 days after the start of the ceasefire in Gaza Strip, tens of thousands of people in Spain took part on a strike to protest Israel's military action in the coastal territory. Trade unions called on people to stop work for 2 hours at a time in the morning, around lunchtime, and in the evening. Spain. The reason I mention it, Cliff, you and I have discussed this. The intention of the jihadists and their kindred of Cain, Hamas, Muslim brothers, is to regain all of the Ummah, all of it. The Neo-Ottomanists are a late addition, and that means the Iberian Peninsula. I doubt if the protesters in Madrid and Barcelona are aware that they're on the menu. Do you have any reason to believe that they in Europe understand this or don't understand this? What starts in Gaza spreads to the whole of the Mediterranean basin.
First thing I'd say is I'm reminded of Monty Python and their dictum that nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. Secondly, I would say that in Barcelona, where they're breaking windows at Starbucks, because they want to see a free Palestine, they don't know anything what they're talking about, but they've got a crazy socialist who's in charge of the country. It's really sort of awful and shameful. And by the way, if you want to know what free Palestine looks like, I just described it for you. Free right now, free Palestine means that Hamas gets to execute summarily, no judge, no trial, no lawyers, just summarily anybody they want. They'd like to do that from the river to the sea, but they don't get to do that. Because this war hasn't come out quite the way that Yahya Sinwar, the architect of it, for Hamas envisioned.
About the next and the next and the next, President Trump has made remarks that he'll take charge or he'll provide security or he'll disarm Hamas in some fashion. They're also mentioning Cairo, they're mentioning Doha, they're mentioning Riyadh. Is there any shape to that that we can look to, or is it just rhetoric at this point?
I'm afraid I would have to say it's just rhetoric at this point. I just don't envision troops from Saudi Arabia or the Emiratis or Egypt or Jordan or anywhere else going into Gaza and taking on Hamas, disarming them or fighting them. I don't see it. We've heard some talk from places like Pakistan, which is a state more used to martial endeavors, saying that they might do it. But if you're betting me, John, I give you odds that that's not going to happen. I don't think anybody quite knows what's going to happen. When President Trump says we're going to disarm Hamas, I'm not sure what he means. He may mean I'm going to unleash Netanyahu and the Israelis again to not go back in, because they are in about 53%. They have a very significant buffer zone now that they're maintaining, which is important for Israel so long as Hamas believes, as I think it does, that the war is not over. But they have agreed to what I call in my column, what should be called a chudna. It's the Arabic word for a truce. Over 14 centuries, jihadis have understood that at times you have to have a truce with the enemy so you can build back better, so you can regroup, so you can rearm, so you can prepare for the next battle. A phrase I've used for years is that in the Middle East, there are no permanent victories. There are only permanent battles. And what I really mean by that is the war goes on, even though battles may be won. And this was a battle won. And President Trump gets enormous credit. It's enormously important for the Israelis that the live hostages are back. It's good that there is a ceasefire for however long it lasts. It's good that President Trump had so many world leaders up on the stage with him, and that he had even the Qataris and the Turks, whose arms he twisted, we can talk about how, to get them to say to Hamas, now you give up the hostages. We're not asking, we're telling, otherwise you're isolated.
We have a minute and we have time for your comment on one of those leaders who attended Sharm el Sheikh, Erdogan of Turkey.
Erdogan, this is problematic. Erdogan, yes. Turkey is... Turkey's a member of NATO. Turkey is a Muslim Brotherhood supporting country. It's a Hamas supporting country, always has been. Erdogan is, I'm not the first to say, a neo-Ottoman. He would like to resurrect the Ottoman Empire and not just incidentally caliphate. The whole idea of the Muslim Brotherhood was after the Ottoman caliphate and empire that was defeated and broke up, and you ended up with a state called Turkey after, this is the end of World War I. Muslim Brotherhood idea was, look, we know that for 1,000 years, Muslims ruled the civilized world. We need to get back to that. And that means we have to hit and fight the Judeo-Christian world. And as you say, that starts with land that has been conquered by Muslim armies in the past.
Right.
That would be Palestine. And as you point out, Spain, much of Spain.
Cliff May, founder, president, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.